KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Covering the biggest stories.
Your man, Les Miles.
Out at LSU.
Russillo and Cannell.
You shouldn't be surprised, because if you're dialed in at all to the college football scene, you've known going back to last year how close it was to him being fired, that you knew it was only a matter of time.
Well, the reason he came back from the dead last year is whatever the deal with Jimbo Fisher was, it just didn't go through. I believe at one point, based on people that I've talked to, that at some point LSU thought they had Jimbo Fisher. We already knew people wanted Les out. He's not adapting on offense. But like, this was going to happen. So in a way, I think it's actually better just to move on from this thing instead of having it drag out all year with the same offense that nobody wants anymore.
Nobody wants this offense, but when has the offense ever been spectacular for LSU? That's my question. It's such an impatient fan base that I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of like, all right, you guys got what you wanted. Let's see how it works out.
College football lives here. Russillo and Cannell on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Before I talk to Alan Thicke, I'd like to talk to the fake Alan Thicke. Is he there?
Well, hello. How's it going? I'm just here feeding my koi fish, sipping on a Michelada mixed with the finest glacial waters from Antarctica. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Are you having trouble with the IRS, or what's going on in your town?
That IRS. Better watch out. They're coming to garnish your wages.
There you go.
I just want the two of them. That's
I do. I want to get out of the way and watch them. But Mike, I can see him leaking.
Coach Hungry Guy Football Player Fan here for GNC. These next couple weeks are all about chips and dips. But they're not packing a protein punch. Want a great tasting snack that hits back like a linebacker? Then get into your GNC for the Protein Bar Buy 3, Get 1 Free Sale. Your favorite brands like Quest. Hard-hitting exclusive flavors like Total Lean Vanilla Birthday Cake. Plus gluten-free and vegan options so everyone who loves football can get in on the action. Protein bars. Buy three, get one free. Only at GNC. Hot, hot!
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on. NASCAR News now.
Kyle Busch was the invited guest of President Obama at the White House yesterday, as well as what seemed like the entire Joe Gibbs Racing number 18 crew. Busch was honored for his 2015 Cup Series championship, of course, and presented the president with a crispy M&M's helmet. Of course.
It was awesome. Just a neat opportunity to be able to come up here and, of course, meet with the president and visit for a little while and talk with him, and for him to, just know a lot about what we did last year, and to know about my family as well, too, and asking about Brexton and stuff was pretty neat. You know, he's only 16 months old, and his name's already out in the news with the president, so that's pretty cool.
So what did he talk about behind the scenes with the POTUS?
Just a little bit about where we're from. Samantha, obviously, being from kind of close to Chicago, which is where Mr. President Obama's from. And then, also just about what our regimens are kind of like as NASCAR drivers and what we do kind of behind the scenes physically and mentally to prepare for the season or the races and the postseason.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. said on his podcast this week that he's going to be on the 88 pit box this weekend at Dover as Jeff Gordon takes the wheel of his car, filling in once again. Dale is, of course, out for the season, recovering from a concussion. Jeff Gordon is out of retirement for two more races at least, Dover and Martinsville. Chase race number 3 from Dover goes down Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Which 4 drivers will be knocked out of the chase?
The Final Lap.
Give your house a fresh fall look with JCPenney's Home Sale. Starting Thursday, save on home big buys. Shake things up with Cook's Power Blenders for just $19.99, or save on select styles of JCPenney home bath towels for just $6.99. Plus, stack on even more savings and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Or save an extra 15% off with any other form of payment. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/29 to 10/2. Electrics and some other exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm gonna kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
He's the owner of the best backyard fire pit in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, fire! Oh, my goodness! What's the procedure?
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
At 6:05, third final hour of the Afternoon Players Club. We are underway from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, getting you ready for multiple events tonight on our local programming, KGYM, on 1600 AM. We're going to send you out to Kingston Stadium. Waterloo West and Jefferson, they're going to have the call tonight, they being Scott Unash. He's going to be on site actually right now, him and Alex Kuhn, just getting things underway and things adjusted for the 1600 AM broadcast tonight. John Haggerty is going to be alongside Scott for that call. And then Todd, tonight, 107.5 and 106.3, the North and South Gym. We bring you Thursday Night Football from Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati. It's a showdown between the Bengals and the Dolphins. Thursday Night Football, teaming up with MediaCom and Westwood One to bring you all the action all season long. The National Football League on KGYM.
Not to be confused with Dolphin and Whale, which should be a South Park reference. Did you watch last night?
I was told for reasons that I cannot speak of that I was not allowed to watch that or American Horror Story.
Okay. Well, you wait until Murphy decides that it's time to sit on the couch with you and watch both of them. But it was okay. It was one of those South Park episodes where they're like, okay, let's just get to the point. Speaking of getting to the point.
Well, hang on. What about American Horror Story?
I thought AHS was great last night.
Of course. Is there a reason why there's a hoodie on the top of the...
Okay. Oh, no, I would recommend that you not wait to watch it. But, hey, I don't call the shots in your household. Clearly, you are beholden to Murphy. Murphy says you got to wait, you got to wait. Me? I'm my own man. I can watch shows on the DVR when I want to. But, hey, that's why I don't have a dog. Thursday Night Football coming your way tonight, presented by MediaCom. MediaCom bringing you NFL coverage all season long here. Super Bowl odds have been released, updated, I should say. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
You tell me, some teams have positioned themselves for better odds, some have dropped, and a few have remained the same.
If we're going to do this, I'm very intrigued on how much love they've shown the undefeated teams. There are five teams that are undefeated right now at 3-0 in the regular season. So I want to start with the Patriots. How much love have they shown the Patriots without Tom Brady?
This is hard to believe, but the Patriots' odds to win the Super Bowl have actually, and they were the odds-on favorite coming into the season at 9-2. The odds for the Patriots to win the Super Bowl have actually improved. They are now 15-4.
Give me the defending Super Bowl champion, Denver Broncos.
Denver has also seen its odds improve from 14-1 to now 12-1. Do you see any value there? We talked a little bit about this on Woodja.
Trevor Siemian has four touchdowns. I don't know if that defense can repeat what it did last year. So I'm not buying Denver. I'm going to have to keep buying New England until they tell me not to. These next three teams, this is going to intrigue the hell out of me. I'm very, very interested. First, let's go to the team that makes no sense here. I don't know how the hell Baltimore's 3-0, but what do they feel about Joe Flacco coming back healthy from the ACL injury?
Their odds have gotten marginally better. They were 33-1. They are now 25-1 to win the Super Bowl after 3 weeks.
These next two, I'm very intrigued how Vegas has approached these situations. First, I want to go with the Eagles. Carson Wentz, they're 3-0.
The Philadelphia Eagles, 33-1 coming in, are now 22-1. So all the teams that you've rattled off, the odds have gotten better.
Final undefeated team. No Teddy Bridgewater. No Adrian Peterson. Xavier Rhodes has been nicked up. Stephon Diggs is showing up on the injury report. The Minnesota Vikings.
Believe it or not, the Vikings have actually seen their Super Bowl odds improve since they lost Teddy Bridgewater and Adrian Peterson. They went from 16-1 to now 12-1. Would you put money on the Vikings at 12-1 to win the Super Bowl.
The fact that they've won two of those three games on the road is impressive.
How about this? Carolina, which I think you and I can both agree is still a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
They're 1-2. Yeah.
Their odds have gotten worse. They went from 12-1 to now 14-1.
I'd still buy Carolina before I bought any of the teams we just mentioned.
Another team with longer odds, the Arizona Cardinals, have gone from 8-1 to 14-1.
Jump on that. Get on that now.
Good value?
Great
I think
value.
So. And the Steelers, this is marginal, but they have now gone from 7-1 to 9-1. So their odds have worsened.
I want to know how bad has Baden gotten? Baden, listen to me over here. How bad has Bad got? There are four winless teams in the National Football League. How bad has it gotten for the New Orleans Saints?
The New Orleans Saints have, there's still value there. They were 100-1. Now they're 200-1.
How bad has it gotten for Jacksonville at 0-3, which I think everybody is shocked that the Jaguars are 0-3.
Jacksonville was 150-1 coming in. They've gone to 200-1 also.
Give me the 0-3 Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland at this point in time has the longest road to the Super Bowl. They were 500-1. Now the Browns are 1,000-1. And that was before the news came out today, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit. Josh Gordon, who was set to return to Cleveland, is now going to step aside from football and enter a rehab facility. The Browns, 1,000-1 to win the Super Bowl.
All right, lay it on me.
Chicago Bears.
Lay it on me.
Chicago was 150-1. Now they're 500-1. But if you're a Bears fan and you're really optimistic, Allegiant has those flights to Las Vegas. You can hop on a plane, go place your wager. Jordan Howard going to come and lead the Bears back to the NFC North title. I don't know about that, but I do like Jordan Howard moving forward in the Bears' backfield. Brian Hoyer, we talked yesterday with Tristan Cockcroft from ESPN.com when he was giving fantasy advice. The folks at ESPN.com have Brian Hoyer as one of the better streaming fantasy quarterbacks this week because they like the matchup between the Bears and the Lions. So maybe Chicago can take a step to get back on track. But I want to talk a little bit now that we've gone through some of these odds. We didn't do all of the teams, but we did the ones that at least are in a position where you can legitimately talk about them going to the Super Bowl or teams that are completely out of it. Tyler, Josh Gordon, so close to coming back to the Browns. He makes the decision. This is not the Browns. This is Josh Gordon saying that he just doesn't feel like he's in the right place to return to football. He's close to coming off suspension. He's choosing to enter a rehab facility. I think this is it's a gutsy call on his part. But I have to commend him for it because this still is a young man who's been highly criticized and rightfully so for a lot of his actions. But this is clearly to me a young man who knows that his life is sort of hanging in the balance here and he's making the right decision here. How many other people would put football on hold when they were that close to returning to getting a paycheck? How many people would put football on hold to make sure that they've got their life in order?
Not many.
I am pulling for Josh Gordon here. It is, and I know he's not a perfect guy and he's done bad things in the past, but I'm pulling for him having made the call here to enter a rehab facility. I want to see him back on the football field because I think he's a tremendous football player, but I want to see him get his life in order. I think that's the most important part. And quite frankly, I'm surprised to see him make this decision.
The right people have gotten into his ear. The right people have gotten a hold of Josh Gordon and has said, listen, if you do not enter rehab, there's a chance that you're going to lose more than just an NFL career here. I can't help but just think of Josh Gordon and put him in the same category with other athletes who had so much talent, an immense amount of talent. and they just let it run down their leg. Now, and what I mean by that is, look, drug and alcohol abuse, or once they get a hold of you, it's a sickness. I don't just take a look at some of the talent. I mean, I'm just trying to think of talents right now who let drugs get the best of them. It's easy for me to say Doc Gooden. It's easy for me to say Daryl Strawberry because of the teams that I follow. But it put drugs aside, just where it didn't click for a lot of the people out there once they made it to the professional level. I want to see Josh Gordon be able to bounce back so he doesn't end up on the same list as Ryan Leaf. I want Josh Gordon not to end up on the same list as Lawrence Phillips, Matt Leinart. I'm just trying to think of people who had it all and they just never got an opportunity to actually see it come full circle for them. And right now, Josh Gordon is right now on cruise control in the left lane heading towards that list.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, you've got Greg Hardy. Ooh.
That fool needs to go away. You beat women and now you're getting caught with coke.
10 games, right?
Be done with them. Be done with them. I mean, how many more? In the National Football League, where we just had Richard Sherman come out saying that the league has done nothing to prove to us that we should trust them, some of their decision-making when it comes to the athletes and how they handle punishments are still head-scratching to this day. And remember, this was just last year where they were trying to get the NFL Players Union to vote or find a way to get Roger Goodell out of power, take power away from him from making suspension decisions, leaving it to a third party. And you know what, at the time, I felt, you know what, if you're going to have somebody rule the castle, he's got to be king through and through. Now it doesn't seem like it's that bad of an idea. I mean, I don't want to play if you were Roger Goodell here, but Greg Hardy, he's one of those guys, he's one of those animals that needs to be put away. And I mean, put away, I don't know, even in a jail or put away where he can't play football again, but just look at the track record. All you have to do is just look at the bruises he left behind on the woman that he did not touch. Take a look at the weapons that the photos he sent on her text that he did not send, the coke he did not have. There's some bad apples out there, man.
9896 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Now I see why the show Playmakers was canceled, because it was spot on.
ESPN, that was a good show.
It was.
The
NFL put pressure on ESPN to get rid of that program because they didn't like the way that it projected the league. But when you take a look back, and I'm sure it's on Netflix or DVD somewhere, when you look back on that, you go, yeah, I could see why Roger Goodell and the NFL wouldn't be too happy to have that portrayal of the league out there. But Josh Gordon, I think, making the right call here, and Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy, I think, in a similar situation, and you can only hope, if you're a football fan, that he makes the same decision that Josh Gordon did, and that's to get his life back on track.
319-366-1600. Talking NFL, what you want to hear? Jim in Cedar Rapids dialing up the program. Hey, Jim.
Fellows, good afternoon, good evening. Just calling in on the subject of Josh Gordon and substance abuse in the NFL. You know, I mean, it's not as if Josh Gordon, I don't know a lot about the situation, but I don't think he has taken performance-enhancing drugs. If what he has is a problem with marijuana a la Ricky Williams, you know, I guess I say let him play. Let him be on the field. Let him see what he could do. I mean, marijuana is legal in quite a few states now. Otherwise stays out of trouble, let's let him play some football. And if he gets in trouble in other means, then by all means, you know, punish him and not let him play. But, you know, I think the NFL rules with regard to marijuana may be somewhat antiquated.
Here's the problem, though, Jim, and he's been given opportunity after opportunity. I think he's lucky that he's even getting this opportunity where entering rehab is the final straw. I'm not saying it is for Josh Gordon, but Todd, how many times did we walk into work and the top story after Memorial Day was Josh Gordon was pulled over for DUI? Josh Gordon was in the passenger side of a car of somebody who got pulled over for a DUI or was under the influence, and then he took a urine test and it came back positive. It just seems not only is Josh Gordon continuing to use and abuse, but he's always catching himself in the wrong place. Where, look, if that's the lifestyle you want as a National Football League player, Todd, you have to kind of learn, okay, by getting to do something like this, by being an NFL player, future star, I have to avoid getting caught in situations like this. Todd, in 2013, do you know what he averaged? He played in 14 games. Do you know what Josh Gordon averaged per contest receiving yards? The only person who had more yards per game that came close to what Josh Gordon was putting up was DeSean Jackson, and that was DeSean Jackson, the home run hitter who was hauling everything in Philadelphia. It was the most in the league since Jerry Rice was around. 117 yards per contest. He was averaging three digits every game. He hauled in over 1,600 yards in playing in only 14 games. And then the league substance abuse policy gets put into place. It gets a little bit more tighter, heavier when it comes to the hammer and the punishment. And we haven't seen him back on the field since the five games he got in 2014.
And he was set to, his suspension was set to expire. I want to be really clear about this. His suspension is set to expire. This is not the NFL sending him to rehab. This is Josh Gordon.
Monday.
This is Josh Gordon choosing, saying, I am not ready to come back. So you can talk about punishment all you want. He also, it's not just marijuana with Josh Gordon. He has an alcohol problem.
Absolutely.
And probably some other things as well. And there's a paternity suit that he's involved in. His life is a mess. And you're right. Somebody clearly has gotten to him and convinced him to look in the mirror. And you just hope that we're not sitting here down the road someday talking about something terrible happening to Josh Gordon. It's sad that we're looking at this through the lens of him as a football player and his value as a football player, as opposed to just being worried about a guy because he's a human being. But if he didn't play football, none of us would know who Josh Gordon was and none of us would care about him. I always sometimes feel a little strange talking about situations like Gordon's, but the important thing is that the guy is getting help. And I don't want to ever give up on anybody. I don't want to throw the towel in on somebody like Josh Gordon. Now, Greg Hardy or Randy Gregory, you know, both of those guys, yeah, I'm pretty close to throwing the towel in on them. But I just, to see what Josh Gordon's doing, I like this move for him. And part of me is now rooting for him to come out of this and to be able to come back and be a positive role model moving forward. Odds are I wouldn't bet money in Las Vegas on this working out for him, but I'm not rooting against him. I'll put it like that.
Is Josh Gordon's career over with the Cleveland Browns?
I don't think so, because I think
they
would
have given him like 100 chances.
They would have cut bait with him, I think, prior to this.
2 years ago.
If they really wanted to.
2 years ago, there was a deal in place where they could have dealt Josh Gordon to the 49ers for Kendall Hunter in a second-round pick. And they held on to Josh Gordon. They've missed opportunities to get value for him. They've missed having him on the field. How much more can a player do off the field before you just cut ties and say, I just want to wash my hands of the situation? Personally, for me, I think Josh Gordon's done in Cleveland. I think you're going to hear about Josh Gordon signing somewhere at the end of this season. He'll make an attempt in 2017. He'll do the league minimum. It'll be incentive-laden, and he'll add an opportunity to try to come back with a team who will give him an opportunity. I mean, somebody who needs a home run hitting wide receiver. We all, look, this isn't the time or place to make jokes, but you know Josh Gordon is going to end up in a New England Patriots uniform next year, and he's going to have an all-pro year, hauling in 14, 15 touchdowns behind Brady. But the point is, I believe Gordon is done in Cleveland.
And I think Cleveland is standing by him because at this point, he's still a lottery ticket for a franchise whose odds to win the Super Bowl are 1,000 to 1 right now. I mean, they can't, they're painted into a corner. They can't walk away from him. They can't allow a talent like that to go elsewhere. And here we are once again talking about him through the lens of a football player. But if he were to go someplace else, you're absolutely right. He'd probably wind up with the Patriots and be an all-pro. As long as the guy gets his life back on track, I think that's the most important thing here. Cleveland has put out a statement about Josh Gordon, and the Browns sound as if they support this and are in his camp. And again, you just have to hope that the kid gets his life straightened out. He's got a lot of things to work through, but he at least realizes that. How many of us would be tempted just a week away from returning from suspension to just say, no, I'm going to power through and I'll deal with this on my own. I want to play football again. He knows that that would be a bad idea right now. So kudos to Josh Gordon. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One headquartered in Iowa City, where we'll be tomorrow. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in just a bit. Kirk Ferentz discussed alternatives to Matt Vandenberg in the Iowa passing game during his weekly radio program last night. One name that came up was true freshman Devontae Young, whom Ferentz said had a very good practice Wednesday morning. The Baltimore area native was a three-star recruit last year, according to 24/7 Sports. UNI's Carter Schultz has been named a semifinalist for the William V. Campbell Trophy. It's given annually to the best football scholar athlete in the nation. Schultz is one of 156 players to be chosen as a semifinalist, but just one of six from the Missouri Valley Football Conference. He leads all of FCS and would also lead the FBS in tackles for a loss. He has 12 through just three games. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the rest of the Midwest League are in mourning today following the passing of longtime Midwest League president George Spelius. Spelius, who died last night at the age of 83, led the league from 1987 to 2015. He oversaw two rounds of expansion, including the transfer of two franchises from the South Atlantic League prior to the 2007 season. And we've got high school football on the way for you tonight. Waterloo West takes on Cedar Rapids Jefferson. That's at 7 o'clock. One of those teams is 5-0. The other one is Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Jayhawks looking for their first win of the season.
Ugh, so much chit-chat today. I feel like we haven't even touched on Northwestern. Pat Fitzgerald's team, 1-3 on the year. Iowa went into Evanston last year, picked up the 40-10 victory. Akron Wadley went nuts after Jordan Ganzeri left that contest. Do you know Akron Wadley in two games against the Cats? He's got over 300 yards rushing and five trips to the end zone. Question is, does Akron Wadley find a way to continue seeing success when he plays the Purple Kitties? We're going to be talking more about the Wildcats as we're going to be heading to somebody you're familiar with, Todd, from WildcatReport.com.
Louis Vacare from WildcatReport.com will be with us at the bottom of the hour. He covers the Wildcats for the Rivals Network, and we'll find out just what has ailed the one-win Northwestern team that Pat Fitzgerald is going to be bringing to Kinnick Stadium this weekend.
You were all over Northwestern on the pick six, weren't you?
History says that they tend to play Iowa fairly close. Last year aside, a 30-point victory for the Hawkeyes at Ryan Field. But until Iowa proves to me that the offense isn't stagnating, I'm going to go with Northwestern to keep this close. Iowa wins, in my opinion, 24-20.
Let's do it. We come back. We're going to be talking to Louie. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. You're getting football tonight, but it's your decision if you're listening to high school football or the NFL. We'll give you details on how you can hook up with us past 7 o'clock at KGYM.
When you were younger, you rolled with changes, but over time you settled in and got comfortable. Now a career switch or a relationship change can really throw you off. Beth Moores Financial can help. Beth Moores and her team will review your current financial and retirement status and help you create holistic strategies to get back on track. Contact Beth at 319-449-4889 or BethMooresFinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Voya Financial Advisors Incorporated, member SIPC. Beth Moores Financial LLC is not a subsidiary of nor controlled by Voya Financial Advisors, Inc.
now, he takes you on a detour.
There's a crack of the wreck and fire.
Elvis Costello with special guest Larkin Poe. A riveting performance of pure Elvis.
Watching the detective.
October 3rd, Paramount Theater. One of modern music's most prolific artists. Reserve seats on sale now at ParamountTheaterCR.com. More at ElvisCostello.com.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I take great pride in my home, and I bet you do too. But our homes are more than just another asset. They're like another member of our family that we have to protect. Which is why I created the Ring Video Doorbell, to empower you, to take control of your home security. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door with your smartphone, and has been proven to prevent break-ins before they happen. And now we're making it easier than ever to monitor your entire property with our new Ring of Security Kit. You get a Ring Video Doorbell to keep an eye on your front door, plus a stick-up cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that installs anywhere around your home for total home monitoring. The Ring of Security Kit is easy to install and alerts you to any activity around your property 24/7. It's time to step up and be the hero your home deserves with the Ring Home Security Kit.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/PM now. Join the millions who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/PM. That's ring.com/PM.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details. Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Play real pool. Yeah, the kind manly men play. At TCB Pool Hall. TCB isn't one of those joints with a quarter pool table stuck in the back room for atmosphere. No. TCB is a pool hall. 10 full-size tables you rent by the hour. But you gotta be 21 to get in, because any regulation game of pool requires something cold in your hand. Pool, cold beer, TCB Pool Hall. On the Ped Mall, next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
The Scoreboard Show, Friday nights here on the gym, is brought to you by J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider and ask for the Booster Club bonus.
His most trusted designated driver is the one he uses on the links.
He's laughing. He's having a good time. Good for you. Yeah, laugh it up. Enjoy your night.
Todd Brommel Camp in the APC on KGYM.
As we come to you from Studio A on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, your Eastern Iowa ESPN radio continuing tonight till 7 p.m. on the North Gym, 107.5 FM out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa City South Gym on 106.3 FM and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. You want to score big? Probably some of the biggest prizes we'll have available for you. Join us tomorrow in Iowa City at Coach's Corner, all part of the KGYM road trip before 7 o'clock tonight. We'll give you more details on where and how you can do that. This weekend, Northwestern coming to town at Kinnick Stadium. It's homecoming weekend in Iowa City. Opportunity for the Hawkeyes to try to right the ship after the two-point loss to North Dakota State, Todd, and it just seems like that they were kind of just driving in neutral against Rutgers before a Brandon Snyder fumble led to the Akram Wadley touchdown. Akram Wadley, a name that's going to come up probably quite often in the next 15 minutes with our next guest who's joining us from WildcatReport.com. We bring in Louis Vaquer covering Northwestern football, and Louis, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. Man, this is a head-scratching 1-3 football team, and that's not a troll. It's, you look at this 1-3 football team with losses to Western Michigan and Illinois State, but then you see the victory over Duke and see what Duke did against Notre Dame, and you ask yourself, which football team's coming to Iowa City on Saturday with Pat Fitzgerald? Good evening.
Yeah, it's certainly been a strange year in Evanston, that's for sure. I think it's been a pretty strange year in South Bend, too. I mean, they're up and down, too. But Northwestern is still a team that's kind of looking for its identity a little bit. I think the last couple weeks, they've done pretty well offensively. They've gotten some things together in the passing game, but they're still ranked last in the Big Ten in scoring offense, and they're last in total defense, and the kicking game is in a shambles right now. So there are definitely some issues to address.
How big of a part, and I have a feeling it's going to be big, but how big of a part is Justin Jackson going to be in the game plan against a Hawkeye team that's been getting gashed on the ground this year?
Yeah, well, they've been, you know, trying to get that running game resurrected a little bit. And a lot of it is a function of the defenses they're seeing. Teams are really dropping their safeties into the box, and they're blitzing a lot, and they're really forcing Northwestern to throw the ball. Now, Clayton Thorson, the quarterback, has made them pay a few times the last couple weeks, so that's been a little bit encouraging. And I think if he makes some plays in the passing game, that'll open up the run game. So, you know, Justin Jackson's had only one 100-yard game so far, and they'd love to see him get on track in Iowa City, that's for sure. And you're right, the Hawkeyes have been susceptible to the run the last couple weeks.
Anytime these two teams play, Louis, what is it about the Wildcats being able to nip the Hawkeyes on the heels? Because Kirk Ferentz was the first to say Tuesday, look at the history between these two teams. You never know what it's going to be like when they get together.
Yeah, that used to be the case, right? I mean, Northwestern, I think it was they won 6 out of 8 in one stretch, but now, you know, Iowa has won the last 3 in the last 2 years. They won by a combined score of I think it's 88-17 if my math is correct. So, they really pasted them the last couple years. But before that, you're right. Northwestern kind of had the upper hand and looked like they had the Hawkeyes number. And a lot of that, I think, is, you know, Iowa plays like a cover 8 defense and will give you the underneath stuff. And Northwestern is a team that, you know, they will take what the defense gives you and methodically march down the field. So I think that's always been, you know, part of it. And then, you know, usually there was a lot of close games there, and it came down to which team took care of the ball a little bit more. And Northwestern was usually pretty good in that regard over the years.
What's the story on Northwestern's kicker? Is he still a part of the baseball team, or did he leave the baseball team to join the football team?
No, he's exclusively football this year. You know, so he's left the baseball program. But I tell you, he is really struggling right now. I mean, he's 1 for 4 on field goals. Last week he missed a 27-yard chip shot, and he missed an extra point, and you know, things are shaky. You know, Pat Fitzgerald said that he was going to open up the kicker's job to a competition this week. So we'll see if Mitchell's still out there, or they'll go with Matt McCucci, who's like a walk-on that's their backup kicker.
So you've brought up one of the issues that Northwestern is suffering through right now with struggles in special teams. Louis, for anybody who just looks at last year's Northwestern team and says, that's 10 wins, that's great for that football program, and then now sees the 1-3 start, if you can narrow it down to one thing, what's the one thing that a casual fan would say, okay, that's what I'm going to be looking for against Northwestern where they're struggling?
Well, I tell you, they're having problems in all three phases right now, but if I had to pick the single biggest thing, I think it'd be the offensive line. I mean, I think the offensive line has really had problems, you know, in the run game. And part of that, like I said, the defenses are really stacking it against them, so they're at a disadvantage to begin with. But they're not very physical. They're not a strong team up front. And then in the passing game, too, they have not done a very good job protecting Clayton Thorson. They've allowed the most sacks in the Big Ten with 15. And, you know, some of that, too, is Thorson's holding on to the ball too much, or receivers can't get open, or, you know, things like that. So it's not all on the offensive line. But I think so far they've been the weakest unit. And when you have problems up front on your offensive line, your offense is not going to score a whole lot, you know. And I think, though, on the other side of the ball, the defense, which was so dominant at times last year and really carried the team, they've been a, you know, a shadow of themselves this year, and part of that is due to injuries, certainly. But, you know, they just haven't been able to get off the field this year.
All right, if you're Iowa, what type of game plan do you put together to try to slow down Austin Carr?
Yeah, Austin Carr, huh? He's been a bright spot. You know, that's a walk-on player who's leading the Big Ten in catches and yards right now, and he's a great kid. You know, he likes to sing. He was an actor in high school. He's like one of those all-around guys. But, you know, he's a guy that he's one of those small guys that kind of knows how to get open. Nothing flashy. He's not too fast. He's not too big. He's got good hands, and he knows how to get open. And when they throw the ball to him, he makes the catch. I mean, it's pretty simple. But when Clayton Thorson is in trouble, when the Cats need a first down, they're looking for number 80. He's become the go-to guy, the number one receiver for this team.
One of my favorite names and I know you're going to tell me a little bit more about him, but when I look at the offensive line and who they're going to be stacked up against, what's the progression been this year for, now stay with me, Ifeadi Odenugbo?
Ifeadi Odenugbo. Yeah.
Oh, close.
Yeah, it's close. He's, you know, he's a fifth-year senior. He was the most decorated, most highly ranked commit that Pat Fitzgerald's ever had, ever signed. He was a four-star, top 100 kid in Rivals. And really, you know, he hasn't lived up to his billing as a Wildcat. Right now, he's a situational. They bring him in on third downs, and he's a pass rusher kind of guy. I think this year, he's a fifth-year senior. They graduated their two defensive ends last year, and they were really looking for Odenugbo to kind of become the starter and the every down player, and he just didn't do it. He started the first couple games, and then they pulled him, and now he's back to being a third down kind of pass rushing specialist. So, I mean, he still can impact a game and things like that, but his career, you know, overall, if you look at it, it certainly didn't live up to expectations.
How much around the practice facility in Evanston has last year's 40-10 homecoming loss come up this week?
It's around. I mean, they certainly remember it, and you know, and then they lost 40-10 last year, but then the year before Iowa beat them 48-7. So the last two, they've really gotten spanked. I mean, the Hawkeyes have really laid the lumber to them the last couple years, and you know, Pat Fitzgerald. There's no love lost for Iowa. He's, I think, always had a special place in his heart for Iowa. He likes to beat Iowa. I think going back to when he was a player, you know, Iowa had a long, I think it was 21 years in a row they beat Northwestern, and Fitz's 95 team finally broke through. So I think he really relishes beating Iowa and would love nothing more to do that, that's for sure, especially after the last two seasons.
Speaking of Pat Fitzgerald, some people are starting to wonder about his being on the hot seat there in Evanston. That's ludicrous, right? Pat Fitzgerald is not on a hot seat.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. Now, the one thing, you know, and he signed through 2020, and the administration, all your big donors, the athletic director, everybody loves Fitz. I mean, Fitz is really the face of the program, the face of Northwestern, so he's not going anywhere. But I think if they underachieve this season, if they fail to make a bowl and or fall below 500 or something like that, I think you're going to see changes to his staff. His staff has been completely intact. I think this is the sixth year in a row, like zero changes to the entire staff. And I'm not so sure that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing in terms of recruiting. You can sell that continuity and consistency and things like that, but I think it's also good to get some new blood in there, some new ideas, new perspectives. So I think there will be pressure on him to make some staff changes, especially on the offensive side of the ball. If they continue, you know, they're the worst scoring team in the Big Ten. I think they're 125th in the country, you know, and it's been a downward trend for the last few years here with Northwestern's offense. It's funny, Northwestern used to be a team that could score a lot, but they couldn't stop anybody. The last couple of years, they've had the good defense, and their offense has gone in the tank. So they just couldn't quite get it together. But I think if they fail to live up to expectations this season, we'll see some changes on his staff.
Louis, when you're 1-3, I guess every game becomes must-win, but I wouldn't put a title on it. After you look past Iowa City with matchups in East Lansing, still a trip to go to Columbus, Ohio, and in a matchup with Wisconsin, this seems like a game that Pat Fitzgerald would like to get things on track before the calendar flips October.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their schedule, I mean, October was an absolute nightmare. They've got three road games at Iowa, at Michigan State, at Ohio State. That's pretty rough. They got a home game with Indiana thrown in there, and then the first weekend in November is Wisconsin. You know, so they close with a manageable schedule there with Purdue, Minnesota, Illinois, but running that gauntlet here in October is going to be a pretty, you know, that's an uphill climb for anybody. I think the plan for them, you know, if they wanted to make a bowl game this year, they had to stack some wins early. They blew that, right? And now they're in a 1-3 hole, so they got to come up with five more wins on that schedule. That looks pretty tough. I mean, I think, you know, they're going to have to steal a couple games now. And so Iowa, I think, is they're a pretty good matchup with Iowa. You know, it's not like going into Columbus. I think that's you know, the place where dreams go to die, right? So you're not going to win that game. I think Kinnick Stadiums, it's a place they've won before. They've played well against Iowa in years past, except for the last two. So that's a game I think that they look, if they want to make a bowl game, it's got to start Saturday, and they've got to get that win. It's that simple.
Louis Vicar, joining us from WildcatReport.com. Louis, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
Northwestern would graduate a class of seniors that's never beaten Iowa if the Hawkeyes can win this weekend. As Louis said, it sounds almost preposterous to say that, but when you take a look back at Northwestern in the last 11 years, if you go back to 2005, they've got a winning record against the Hawkeyes. They're 6-5, but the last three meetings have gone the Hawkeyes' way, and that includes last year's 40-10 win on homecoming where Akram Wadley just ran wild on Northwestern. And bad news for the Wildcats, Akram Wadley is still a member of the Hawkeyes and a Hawkeye team that actually probably is planning on trying to run the ball a little bit more this week now with Matt Vandenberg out of the equation. So this may be right place, right time for the Iowa backfield as Northwestern comes to town for homecoming. Join us at the Coach's Corner tomorrow in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, for your chance to win free tickets to see the Hawkeyes and the Wildcats Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. And if you've already got plans, maybe you can't make it to Coach's Corner, well, Bravo Sports Marketing has you covered because they have, via our website, kgymradio.com, a link to discounted tickets for just $60 apiece this weekend. The game is close to but not sold out. So if you can't make it to Coach's Corner, do check out our website, kgymradio.com. We'll have that link available for you till 2 o'clock tomorrow. And while you're there, don't forget to vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question today. Who wins the Ryder Cup showdown between the Europeans and the Americans this weekend in Cheska, Minnesota? Team USA, Team Europe. Simple choice. Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind the Taco John's, next to the Home Depot.
646. Let's come back. We'll get a big board in. We'll get you ready for the NFL and high school football action tonight on KGYM. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. Iowa City South Gym, 106.3 FM at 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Tyler and Todd, more on the way.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-687-5192.
Turn down that radio!
Ignoring hearing loss can lead to arguments, misunderstandings, loss of connection, even depression and dementia. If you're ready to address your hearing loss and live life to the fullest, the MD Hearing Aid Air is an FDA-registered hearing aid that will save you thousands of dollars compared to traditional hearing aids. With prices starting under $350, the doctor-designed Air is lightweight and nearly invisible. With the Air, you'll understand every word, with no annoying whistling or background noise. And the three sound settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your surroundings. Call 1-800-263-5075. Best of all, you can try it 100% risk-free in your own home for 45 days. Call right now and you'll also get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-263-5075. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-263-5075.
It's time for some straight talk, Greeny.
All right, lay it on me.
No one likes to be locked into a bad phone contract.
Agents are always trying to get their players out of bad contracts.
It's the same way with wireless phone contracts.
What?
Yep. Some wireless companies say they're no contract, but to get that new phone you want, they may still try to lock you in an expensive monthly contract on your phone.
Yikes.
But not with Straight Talk Wireless. With new Straight Talk Plus, you can get the latest Samsung phones for one low monthly rate. Absolutely no contract.
Without the contract.
Yep. You can cancel any time with no penalty. So it's time to ask yourself, why haven't you switched to Straight Talk?
I'm calling my agent now.
On America's largest, most dependable networks, Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. This is a lease-to-own transaction. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. No credit score option means that a FICO score will not be used to determine eligibility, but credit information and consumer reports will still be reviewed. Approval is not guaranteed. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
As an individual investor, you may have thought sophisticated investment management was only for the wealthy. Not anymore. Zacks Advantage is the actively managed, performance-driven, automated online investment advisory service that builds, monitors, and rebalances your portfolio so you don't have to. Now for a limited time, with fees up to 75% lower than traditional advisors and a minimum investment of just $5,000, you can take advantage of Zacks' 30 years of investment management experience. Call 1-888-748-2750 today to speak with an advisor. Right now, you can save 30% off our already low fees for the life of your account. Low fees, low minimums, and 30 years of experience. That's the Zacks Advantage. Call 1-888-748-2750. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Potential for loss exists with any investment. Material is for informational purposes only. It is not investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. No advice is given about a strategy suitability for a particular investor. For additional information, go to ZacksAdvantage.com. Call 1-888-748-2750.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
To him, the no diving signs are a suggestion, not a rule. Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYN.
Big thank you once again to Louis Vacare for joining us from WildcatReport.com. Anything you miss from our chat, Northwestern Iowa this 11 a.m. Saturday. You can check it out, the podcast at KGYMRadio.com. We're Todd. We've got about 4 minutes to play with here on our Thursday program. We're sending people either to high school or to NFL action and not to steal your thunder. But I think this would be a good time for us to at least get the final Midwest One Bank Big Board update out of the way.
Kirk Ferentz discussed alternatives to Matt Vandenberg in the Iowa passing game during his weekly radio program last night. One name that came up to watch may be true freshman Devontae Young, whom Ferentz said had a good practice Wednesday morning. Young was a 3-star recruit in last year's class, according to 24/7 Sports. He hails from the Baltimore area. Northern Iowa's Carter Schultz has been named a semifinalist for the William V. Campbell Trophy that goes annually to the best football scholar-athlete in the nation. Schultz is one of 156 players to be chosen as a semifinalist, but just one of 6 from the Missouri Valley Football Conference. He currently leads all of FCS and would also lead the FBS ranks in tackles for a loss this year. He has 12 in 3 games. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the rest of the Midwest League are in mourning today following the passing of longtime Midwest League president George Spelius. Spelius died last night at the age of 83. He led the league from 1987 to 2015, overseeing not one but 2 rounds of expansion during his tenure, including the transfer of 2 franchises from the South Atlantic League prior to the 2007 season. And we do have high school football on the way tonight on 1600 AM. Waterloo West comes to Kingston Stadium to take on Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Jayhawks 0-5 on the year. Waterloo West is 5-0. This is the second district game for both teams. Scott Unash, John Haggerty on the call. 7 o'clock with the pregame. Again, that is on 1600 AM. Obviously an emotional week for a lot of Cedar Rapids Jefferson players, with many of their families impacted by the flood. Hopefully Cedar Rapids Jefferson can rally around that and maybe score their first victory of the season tonight, but we'll have Scott's call for you again on the AM. That's because on the FM frequencies, 107.5 FM in the North Gym in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City, we'll have Thursday night football as the Miami Dolphins take on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Both teams are 1-2, Todd. Somebody has got to pick up their second victory.
Where is this? Is in Cincinnati, right? At Paul Brown Stadium. Ah, oh, man, I think Cincinnati gets it done tonight. I think they do, but I'll be interested to see what Ryan Tannehill can do against Cincy's defense, whether or not he can move the ball through the air, because it sounds as if both Jarvis Landry and Devontae Parker are going to be a go tonight. So the Dolphins should be at full strength for tonight's game. We'll have it coming up for you. Top of the hour, just mere minutes away. And then, Tyler, one last reminder for folks to join us in Iowa City tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have the traditional array of KGYM prizes to give to those who join us for the KGYM road trip at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, we also have a pair of tickets to the Def Leppard, REO Speedwagon, and Tesla concert. We'll give those away in person tomorrow at the Coach's Corner, as well as on the show. But we've got tickets to see Iowa and Northwestern, courtesy of Bravo Sports Marketing. If you want $60 discounted tickets to the game, go to our website right now, kgymradio.com, and click on the link. But better yet, you can try to win them if you join us tomorrow in Iowa City.
Looking at these Miami uniforms, it makes me want to go get creamsicles from the grocery store.
Is this a Color Rush game?
Every Thursday is Color Rush game.
Oh, I did not know that. Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Every Thursday.
Says Bill Belichick.
Get that HD fired up and bring you more Color Rush. Stay with us. You're getting it on the radio tonight. Thursday Night Football, Westwood One teaming up with us here at KGYM. It should be fantastic.
And that'll do it for here from Studio A on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, high school football or the NFL on the way, depending on which frequency you're currently listening to.
Acme Tools, home of the best brands, the best selection within those brands, the best, well, everything. Like that nail gun from Bostitch, cordless drill from Milwaukee, general.